Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're going to begin Maseches Megillah. We are up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. So, Maseches Megillah, Kishmo Kein Hu. It is a Masechta about the Yom Tov of Purim. So, the Mishnah starts off by telling us Megillah Nikreis Ba'achad Asar, B'Shneim Asar, B'Shlosha Asar, Ba'Arba'a Asar, B'Chamisha Asar. That there are five possible days that one could read the Megillah: the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th of Chodesh Adar, Lo Pachas Lo Yoser. However, one never reads the Megillah before the 11th day of Adar, nor does one ever read the Megillah after the 15th day of Adar. Krachin, as the Mishnah explains, who reads when? How do you ever have someone reading the Megillah when it's not Purim? So Krachin, Hamukafin Cham Mos Yeshua Bin Nun, Korin B'Chamisha Asar. So first of all, there's a halacha that any city that was surrounded by a wall from the days of Yeshua Bin Nun would read the Megillah on the 15th day of Adar. That's what we call Shushan Purim. So we define it by Yehoshua as opposed to by the days of the Purim story, because that would have been embarrassing, so to speak, to Yerushalayim, since at that time the walls of Yerushalayim were no longer standing. So we go with those cities that have been surrounded by walls from the days of Yehoshua ben Nun to distinguish the 2 days of celebration that we had in Shushan and in the rest of the world. So that's why they did it based on Yehoshua. So that's when you would read it on the 15th day of Adar, if you live in a walled city. Kfarim v'yaros gedolos, villages and large cities, korin barba, so would read on the 14th day of Adar. Elisha kfarim akdimin le'maknisa. Except the villages can't always read on the 14th day of Adar. Small villages don't have enough people to be able to read the Megillah in each and every one of these villages, so they would have to backtrack to the day that they're visiting the cities for commerce and for doing business, and on that day, when they're going into the cities anyway, that's when they would read the Megillah. And those days are always Mondays or Thursdays. Those are the market days where they would get together in the towns. So this one of the Takanas Ezra is that the Beis Din is going to Batei Din sit and convene on Mondays and Thursdays, as opposed to just whenever there's business, whenever there's whenever there's a demand for it. It's only on Mondays and Thursdays that Batei Din convenes. So when the Batei Din are convening, that's when people are coming into the cities. So they're going to read the Megillah, the people from these small villages, on the Monday or Thursday prior to Purim. So that will never be before the 11th day of Adar. So that's why the earliest it will ever be read is on the 11th day of Adar. The latest it will ever be read is on the 15th day of Adar. So now Mishnah Beis talks about all the situations where Megillah is read on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th day of Adar. And we're going to talk about the day of Adar, the 14th day of Adar, the day of Purim, falling out on each day of the week. So says the Mishnah. Ketzad. So let's play it all out now. Chal yos yom arba asar b'sheni, if Purim falls out on a Monday, so kvarim v'yaros gedolos kvarim b'yom, the small villages and the big cities read on that very day, u'makofes chom v'lemachar, and the cities that are surrounded by a wall will read on the next day, which is the 15th day of Adar. Next, chal yos b'shlishi b'revi, if the Purim falls out on either Tuesday or Wednesday, kvarim akdim liyamaknisa, the small villages are going to read on the preceding Monday, v'yaros gedolos kvarim b'yom, and the big cities will read on either that Tuesday or that Wednesday, whenever Purim falls out, u'makofes chom v'lemachar, and the walled cities will read on the following day. Chalios b'chamishi, if the 14th day of Adar falls out on Thursday, kfarim v'yaros gedolos kfarim b'yom, so the villages and the large cities will read on that Thursday, because that's actual Purim, u'makofos chom v'lemachar, and the cities that are surrounded by a wall will read on Friday, on the next day, which is Shushan Purim. Chalios erev Shabbos, if the 14th day of Purim falls out on erev Shabbos, so kfarim makdim liyamaknisa, the villages will read the day before, which is Thursday, v'yaros gedolos u'makofos chom. And in this case, even the cities that are surrounded by a wall are going to read on Purim itself, because they can't read the Megillah on Shabbos. Chalios b'Shabbos, if Purim falls out on Shabbos, kfarim v'yaros gedolos makdim rekorin liyamaknisa, so the villages and the cities will read earlier than Purim itself. They're going to read on Erev, on Thursday. They're not going to push it back to Friday. They're going to push it all the way back back to Thursday because it's Shabbos. You can't read it on Shabbos, and we don't want it to be on Friday if we can help it. Meaning, if Purim falls out on Friday, so fine, we'll read it on Friday. But once you have to move the date anyway, we might as well move the date to the Yom HaKnisa. Umakovas Choma Lemachar, and the cities that are surrounded by a wall are going to read the Megillah on Shushan Purim, which would turn out to be Sunday. Chalios Achar HaShabbos, if Purim falls out on Sunday, so Kfar Maktim Yom HaKnisa, the villages are going to read back on Thursday. Vayaros Gedolos Karim Babiyom, the cities are going to read on that day, on Purim. Umakofas Chom Lemachar, and the walled cities are going to read the following day, on Monday, which is Shushan Purim. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Aleph, we learned that the Megillah can be read anywhere between the 11th and the 15th day of Adar, but never before the 11th, never later than the 15th. The basic rules are that if you have cities, large cities, they read you have cities that are surrounded by a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, read on the 15th day of Adar. Villages and large cities read on the 14th day of Adar. Tiny villages read on only a Monday or a Thursday when they're coming into for the market anyway. And then in Mishnah Beis, we just went through all the permutations, and they play out exactly as you would expect them to play out, meaning the tiny villages always read on either Purim itself or the Monday or Thursday that precedes it. The cities read on Purim itself, and the city surrounded by a wall from Dez Yishu Ben Nun will read on the 15th day of Adar, with a few exceptions, meaning if Purim falls out on Shabbos, so no one's going to read on Shabbos, then we move everyone back to the Yom HaKnisa. So you have these minor exceptions along the way. If Purim falls out on Erev Shabbos, so the small villages will read on Thursday, the cities will read on and the cities surrounded by a wall in that case are going to read on Purim itself because they can't read on Shabbos. So it plays out again exactly as one would have expected it to play out. So Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow we will learn Perek Aleph, Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalet.